Today we gather to celebrate the human family of Jesus, the family of his birth, the one that we call the Holy Family. And in doing that, we honor all families who really strive to be like his in their daily lives. But in daily life, I realize it's not always real easy to be holy. It seems that some days everything goes wrong. The kids are late for school. The baby is crabby. Tempers begin to flare. And sometimes angry words are exchanged. But lest we think that we have this picture of the Holy Family as one of perfection, I think we need to view them in a more realistic sense and thus give ourselves a little break in the process. First of all, we really don't know much about how the Holy Family lived their daily lives. We know that they lived in Nazareth, which was really a small backwater town. We know that Joseph was most likely a carpenter or a tradesman of some sort, and that he probably taught some of that trade to his son as he was growing up. We really don't even know that much about his mother, Mary. And other than the incident that we just heard about in the gospel this morning, when Jesus was 12 years old, we don't hear anything else about Jesus in his childhood, not until he becomes an adult. But we can't presume, can we, that part of their holiness is that they were apart from us? Their holiness comes from the fact that they were like us, very human in their relationships with each other. As a child, Jesus, like any other child who's growing up, must have at times needed some correction from his parents. He certainly went to school, and sometimes maybe even received an occasional reprimand, like in our gospel this morning when he deliberately separated himself from his parents in the temple. And perhaps Mary, whom we view as a model of patience, sometimes felt frustrated and confused. If we truly believe in Jesus' full and complete humanity, we have to allow for those possibilities. And when we reflect on the difficulties that the Holy Family must have experienced, perhaps then we can be more patient with ourselves in our struggles to balance work and family, to be loving, to try to become holy. Whatever the makeup of our families, whether it's young parents with children, older parents who are retired, single people, widows or widowers, it is our task to create relationships that nurture growth for one another. Unfortunately, it is often people that we love the most whom we end up hurting the most and most deeply. I think Jesus probably must have felt pretty bad after that incident this morning, because the gospel says he then went home and was obedient to his parents. Although it's not always easy to apologize or to acknowledge being hurt, it is through such honest, respectful communication that we create the families that we want them to be and that God truly wants them to be. For everyone, from Mary and Joseph to each one of us, we grow in faith and trust, patience and compassion, wisdom and humility, only step by step. It doesn't happen all at once. Our life is a journey to God, which means at times we make some progress, and at other times we fall back a little bit. And as we grow physically, we also grow in other ways too, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It takes an entire lifetime for us to come to God. Some longer, others shorter, but we all do it step by step, a little bit at a time, as we too grow in wisdom and grace. But best of all, we do not have to travel that journey alone. Besides our family and our friends who walk with us, we know that Jesus walks with us because he lived the kind of life that we live. We are a work in progress. Our families only become holy when they reflect the love of the Holy Family. Jesus became part of our human family so that we might be able to become part of his divine family. St. John has that wonderful passage in our second reading this morning. He says that right now we are God's children. Have you ever stopped to reflect on what a privilege that is in our life, to be a child of God? Who else was a child of God except his only begotten Son? And God makes no distinction between him and us. We are part of his family. And despite our acts of disobedience, our failures to live up to his expectations, the numerous times we have disappointed him, as a loving father, he never stops loving us. But despite how great that privilege is right now, John says, just wait. Hold on. Because what is awaiting us is even much, much better. And we can't even imagine it right now. And so we keep plugging along in faith till one day we realize the fullness of the promise that has been given to us. Parents, love your children as Mary and Joseph loved Jesus. You can't do anything more, anything better for your families. Sure, it includes the basics of proper nourishment and clothing and shelter. You have to educate them, not just in the ways of the world, but especially in faith and in values. And it doesn't mean that you have to approve everything that they do, but you must always love them. When that happens, your families will become holy.